The Beauty of Christlikeness, September 25th. Showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Everyone who names the name of Christ is to adorn the doctrine of Christ our Savior by a well-ordered life and a godly conversation, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Possessing this, you will have favor both with God and with men. Words spoken hastily wound and bruise souls, and the deepest wound is made upon the soul of the speaker. Christ's gift, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, is authoritatively declared by him who can make no mistake to be of great price. We must each find out its worth for ourselves by seeking it from God. However men may estimate us, if we wear this ornament, we bear the sign of our discipleship with Christ. We are esteemed by the Most High, for the ornament we wear is in his sight of great price. This precious gem is to be sought for. To every soul things will come to provoke, to stir up anger, and if you are not under the full control of God, you will be provoked when these things come. But the meekness of Christ calms the ruffled spirit, controls the tongue, and brings the whole being into subjection to God. Thus we learn how to bear with the censure of others. We shall be misjudged, but the precious ornament of a meek and quiet spirit teaches us how to bear, how to have pity for those who utter hasty, unadvised words. Any unpleasant spirit displayed is sure to arouse the demon of passion in unguarded hearts. Unholy anger need not to be strengthened, but bridled. It is a spark which will set on fire untamed human nature. Avoid speaking words which will stir up strife. Rather suffer wrong than do wrong. God requires every one of his followers, as far as is possible, to live peaceably with all men. We must be Christ-like. Let us strive to make our lives what Christ designs them to be, full of the fragrance of love to God and our fellow men, full of Christ's own divine spirit, full of holy aspirations toward God, rich in the beauty of Christ-likeness.